Hello, folks. Off-Grid Gary. How's everybody doing today? Today is Sunday. I really can't tell you what day it is today because I'm not near a calendar. Just really, we're here to talk about what's going on. We've all been watching the news. Well, some of us have. Some of us have quit watching the news because we're just tired of seeing what's there. We have been just, I have been focused on my garden. I think it's a wise thing to do, to focus on your garden. You know, as long as gardens are growing, you have food. We're looking, I could be wrong, but I think we're looking at a food shortage coming, and I don't want to be a part of that food shortage. With that being said, we're growing gardens. So, yeah, we just, you know, me and my wife talked and said, you know, we never really do a lot of gardening. And I think now is the time we learn. So we've been doing raised bed gardening. And the ones who follow me on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, you know, they all know. WorldPress.com, we're on there now as well, too. If you're following me on those, you'll see my raised bed gardens and you'll see our crops we're doing. It's been fun. We've really been enjoying what we're doing. Excuse me. Drink of choice for this morning is iced coffee. Some my daughter made before they left this morning. Go do their morning routines. So, what else has been going around on? Well, a lot. We've been converting everything to lithium. Of course, everybody knows. We put a big 10K lithium on our house. And actually, a 10K lithium is not that big. It's big, but it's not as big as what you think. Are we happy with it? It's been hooked up for 1 year and going good. Yes, we are. We love it. We are hoping to expand and maybe get another one. Or a much larger one and then use this one as a backup. But are we happy as far as use of it, yes, it's hard to beat. I've been power testing batteries for the past 3-4 days. And the reason why, it's been really, really hot. We're having a very hot summer. We're looking in at doing an energy efficient type air conditioning system. We already have a big window unit that's 240. Takes 60 amps to run it. I mean, it's a monster. It pulls a lot of power, and we're looking to conserve on power. So this isn't the right choice for air conditioning that we thought it was when we first bought it, but it works good. But the problem is, even with the 10K lithium, it's only good for so many hours after the sun goes down. And so I got the wise idea, well, I'll take my golf cart and plug it into the house, because my golf cart has a 5K lithium. By the way, it runs everything fabulous as well, no problems. But the first night, it only lasted about 7 hours on my golf cart. And I realized my house takes more than 5 kilowatts at night to run. So I did it with two of them, and it seemed to work pretty good. And my house is a 10K, so it really does work good. There's the only thing I can see difference in the voltages is when my golf cart batteries are 36 volt, or my house battery's 48. I'm not running the same inverter. Of course, anybody who follows my videos knows my golf cart has its own power source. I have a cord that I can, my house has like got like an RV cord on it, so I can either plug it into my solar generator or I can plug it into my golf cart. So it all runs on the same. And there's videos on YouTube, is that under Off-Grid Gary, you can see. But my lead acid solar generator, and everybody has seen that, it's got four panels on it and it's got a remote actuator, picks them up and down, you know. It's not fancy, but it does a really good job, and it's got 8L16 lead acids on it. They were our house batteries that I bought last year that were new. To be fair, they ain't got enough hours on them to consider saying they're used, but even though they're used, I've been putting it under some hard power tests, and I have been amazed how good it does. Which do I like the best? There's no comparison. Lithium is way better. way better. You know, we hadn't used the lead acid system much, and we already had to put water in it. Distilled water, of course. And you forget, after running lithiums for a year, you kind of forget the maintenance that's required on the lead acid batteries, because there's just no maintenance to do on the urethane. I mean, on the lithiums. But the lead acid, man, you got to go over them every month, you know, and just kind of check connections, check for corrosion, check levels, especially when its heat index is about 105 degrees. So, yeah, it's, you want to keep your system, when it's hot, you want to keep your system cool. You know, you want to keep all your electronic devices cool, especially when it's powering your home. Even with these lithium batteries, you know, even on these big systems where they have multiple lithiums, I always tell people you want to keep them as cool as possible. You don't want to leave them out in the sun. The manufacturer says it may not hurt them, but you know, it's a battery. No matter how you look at it, I know the chemistry's different, but I've seen a lot of lithiums in past years that weren't quality how they catch fire. You know, you don't see the quality ones catching fire. At least I haven't, but you know, some of the Tesla cars have caught fire. And you know, we'll just be honest, Tesla products are quality. Or at least they're supposed to be. Either way, I'm not getting into that debate, but I like some of Tesla's stuff. I don't agree with their stuff, but some of their technology for their lithium cells and their motors for their cars is pretty cool. Now, I'm not big into self-driving anything, but I do like the electric vehicle technology that he's putting up there. And I know it cost him a lot of money to do it, you know. Cost somebody a lot of money to do it. You know, these guys are working hard for that technology, and they're achieving a lot of stuff. And with that being said, anytime you have a lithium, I think you need to have caution no matter where you have it at. You need to put it where you know it's not going to be hot. You need to put it where you know it's not going to get rained on, you know. You can do stupid stuff with them, but like me, I can do wheelies on my golf cart, but I don't submerge it in mud. You know, there is a difference. So I like to think that anytime you use a piece of equipment, you want to take care of it, whether it's lead acid or lithium. But when you know they can be volatile, why take the chance of letting it get put in that position? Just kind of take a few steps to avoid it from happening, and you don't have to worry about it. And that's why I like big battery. I'm going to be honest, because big battery, they put a lot of time into their cells. And, you know, they have all kinds of safety features that keeps them for, you know, if they mess up, they don't kill you. And that's a plus, you know. And I'm not giving a campaign on them by no means, but I do use their product every day. I mean, day in, day out. And the reason why I can say this is, I mean, their batteries are what powers my house. Their batteries are what powers my golf cart. I've spent the money on the product, and I am thoroughly satisfied with the product. If you're going to hunt a lithium pack for an off-grid package, or really, if you just need a lithium pack for anything that's going to be a high-powered device, say it's whether an electric bicycle or electric lawnmower that you're building, anything like that, you want to put a lithium pack of some kind on it, because lead acid just is not going to do it because of the weight. Lithium is light, and you know, you get what you pay for. It's amazing at the quality of these cells, and the performance of these cells is out of this world. So, and again, this is stuff we're doing on the homestead. You know, we're taking care of our garden. We're taking care of our animals. This is why I hadn't done a podcast in a while. It hasn't been that we've been down or been sick. Really, we have just been working. We have been doing lots of gardening, raised beds. I'm not going to say we're getting ready for anything. We're just kind of enjoying life. We just kind of stepped back and took a break. We don't really turn on the TV. We don't really watch news. You know, I post stuff that we're doing on our homestead, and we're enjoying ourselves. Life is good from where I'm standing, so that's all that counts. Had a duck hatch out. The rest of the eggs got ate by a humongous king snake. But the little duck's doing good, and all the rest of the ducks are doing good. They're in fact, they're actually sitting in my squash patch, in between a set of in between the squash patch and the cucumber patch or beet patch, I should say. Just kind of looking around, laying around in the shade. So, but yeah, but we got goats are doing good, chickens are doing good, rabbits are doing good. You know, just everything has been. I say everything's been doing good. Got a nice, bright, sunny day. It's been real nice. So, we haven't had any bad weather, so that's always been a good. I noticed our forests are really, really green. So, I think this year's going to be a really good growing season as far as the wild edibles, they're everywhere. Now, the one thing that we have discovered that we haven't found. And that's, we hadn't found any chanterelle mushrooms this year. Normally we find them. This year we have not. I don't know why. So hopefully we'll be able to find some, but we hadn't yet. But our temperatures are getting hot. And when the hot weather comes, and usually you start seeing less mushrooms. But we haven't found any this year. Last year at this time, we were still picking them. So we'll see. Let's see what else is going on in the homestead. Really, all we've been doing is power test on batteries, on lithium batteries. We have been doing some other little work. We're fixing to get into building a lot of golf cart stuff. We still do solar. I'm actually fixing to start building a cart. It's a 2010 Rough and Tough. And the rear end gears are busted in it. Seems to be a common problem with this thing, and so we actually took it out. I had some other parts laying around. We've got parts here, parts there. We got parts kind of scattered on golf carts. But to make a long story short, I come up with an aftermarket controller and an aftermarket motor for an EZ-GO, and I'm building an EZ-GO rear end right now and looking in at different parts options that I can get for this thing. It's going to be kind of a tough piece when it's done, because it's supporting 26 inch tall tires, and the rear end that's coming out is independent suspension, and it's four wheel drive. I'm going to take the four wheel drive unit of it out, and I'm going to make it into two wheel drive with the 26 inch tall tires. I got an 8-horse motor, and I have a all tracks controller, and I think I'm going to have this thing where it'll get up and go. And I've got 2 5K lithium batteries we can put on it, so I'm getting really excited on what this cart's going to do. We're going to do some cutting and modifications on it, because we're going to take the independent suspension out of it. I'm going to beef me up a heavy-duty set of leaf springs, and it'll be a straight, solid straight axle under the back, just like a regular EZ-GO golf cart, and the front will be independent, and the back will be with leaf springs. You know, the only hardest part of the conversion is I wish I could put the disc brake conversion on the back of it. I know I could spend some money and do that. I think I'll keep the back drums, and I'll just build me a bracket on the pedal for my cables, and just use the power brakes on the front and use the drum brakes on the back. But I'm looking into building a locker or seeing if I can get an aftermarket locker for this rear end. I think I may have found one. Because I want something that's going to be just a little bit better than the average cart I'm looking to do a few things with. I'm actually wanting to build an overland-style solar-powered vehicle. But this one's going to be on a golf cart. But it's going to be a heavy-duty golf cart. So there'll be a lot of videos on this thing popping up on YouTube as we start. We're just kind of now getting there. I got the motor and the controller wired up and working on a bench. And I got the rear end gutted right now. I figured out how to modify and take apart everything. So, yeah, we're looking at doing some serious upgrading here. So, as long as we have some serious upgrading going on, we'll be doing good. So, but yeah, we're looking at having it go. I'm looking at having this cart in the speed range between 30 and 35 miles an hour with the big tires. Looking, you know, it's going to have two solar panels on the roof. It's going to have at least a 3,000 watt pure sine wave power inverter on it. So it'll have enough power to really power most 110 devices on 30 amps. So either way, it'll have quite a bit of power. So that's one of the projects upcoming for the next couple months we're going to be working on. We're building a lot of stuff out of pallets. We built a workroom out of pallets, and we're looking into doing a lot more other stuff. I'm building a chicken tractor that's made out of pallets, and I'm going to move it around with my golf cart. It's 10 foot wide by 15 feet long, so we just move it forward 15 feet every day, and the chickens ought to have a heyday. So lots and lots of work. We've just been busy, you know. That's why I haven't been posting much podcast. Sorry it's taken so long, but like I said, we've been real busy. Trying to get things done, because like I said, we're just not sure really what's going to happen and what's going on, and we kind of want to be ready if something happens. You know, we got a lot of kids, you know, we want to make sure they're fed, and we have a lot of neighbors in our community. You know, when I look outside and see what's going on, you know, I'm also looking at my community members, my neighbors, you know, because we all have to work together, and if we don't work together and stand for what's important here at this point, and that's feeding our families, you know, I mean, you know, you got to support your towns, you know. So wherever you're at, make sure that your neighbor's good. Make sure your area's good, because without them, you can't make it either. So, I mean, you know, everybody has to have a community that they can help push through whatever's going on, because it's not, you know, if you don't have good neighbors and good community members around you, you know, you've got to have good neighbors. You know, it pays to have good neighbors. You want to have good neighbors. Not to mention it helps in bad times, because, you know, it's like us right now. Everything's going good around us, but, you know, I'm noticing all the bigger towns, crime is just ramping up big. I mean, you know, we're kind of setting ourselves, we don't really go anywhere now. We enjoy working on the homestead. We're buying animals, we're breeding animals, we're growing a garden. We're just doing a lot more with our land, and it's getting prettier, and we just found out we really enjoy it more, you know. So, you know, we've been with, you know, a lot of our neighbors, and I say neighbors, I'm talking people that live miles down the road, because our community, we live in the country, so it isn't like houses are just next door. But our neighbors down the road with 2-3 more 4 miles down are all growing gardens. So it's kind of nice to know what they're growing. They know what you're growing. And like me, I can tell you this year, I was hoping to have a ton of bell peppers. Right now, it's not looking good on the bell pepper end or tomato end. I hate it, but it is what it is. But luckily, I know other people who are growing tomatoes and bell peppers. So hopefully, I'll still be able to make my seasoning. I haven't made my solar dehydrator yet. I've been saying I'm going to. I will do it, but we have been so busy, I ain't had a chance to stop. So this is another reason why we haven't been doing podcasts. We've just been so busy. But I am planning on doing a solar dehydrator. When I do it, I'll try to do a video on it as well. And it'll be on YouTube, WordPress.com. It'll be all over. You know, I'll put it on every social media standing I got. So if you have any questions, watch the video. If you have any questions, leave a comment below, or hit me on Messenger, and if you need to talk to me, I'll shoot you a phone number, or shoot me a phone number, and I'll call you, no matter however you want to do it. We're just looking at doing a lot more stuff around the homestead. We're doing a lot of stuff with pallets. We're building a lot more projects with pallets. We're looking into maybe building some yard furniture out of pallets, just see how that goes, because we spend a lot of time outside. We're making our space that we acquire our own. And I have found out I enjoy watching the wild. I enjoy growing these vegetables. And it's nice knowing that I can go pretty much anywhere around me and see woods. You know, whether I go up or down the road, we're in the woods, you know. I like where I'm at. I like going to I like seeing the people we live around. You know, everybody gets together. We talk. You know, life is good. We need to get back to what we used to do. And, you know, it used to be when I was a kid, you know, my cousins came over a lot. We went to our cousins' place a lot, you know, because we was all family. People don't do that anymore. People don't visit a lot of people now. We've been noticing now that we go out and visit our neighbors, check on them, just shoot the crap with them and enjoy ourselves, you know, say hello, have a good day. And, you know, you find out, you start realizing who your neighbors are that you ain't talked to in a while, and you might find out you have some pretty good neighbors you can enjoy talking with. You know, everybody is such in a rat race, they forget to say hello and good morning or good afternoon, you know. Life is good when you slow down and you just take a deep breath and enjoy, you know. I've been telling everybody about prepping and how to, you know, homesteading. You know, look, everybody's got to do their thing at the end of the day. They got to live the way they're going to live. But you can help people who are trying to learn. You know, this is what we're here for. This is what we try to do, is try to help people, you know. If I can help you in any way as far as, you know, showing you how to do something, look, I'm here. I'll do anything I can to help anybody. But at the end of the day, if you don't want to learn, I can't help you. So this is what I'm talking about. We do videos on prepping, homesteading, gardening, camping, survival, bushcrafting. You know, we kind of do a little bit of everything. And, you know, I'll tell you, it's enjoying life. You know, I had a video posted on TikTok, and they pulled it because it was considered a dangerous act. And the act was, is I did a wheelie on my golf cart, and I rode a wheelie on my golf cart. They banned it and said it was too dangerous. On a 12-mile-an-hour golf cart with a lithium, it was too dangerous. This is the world we live in, people. You know, everybody's afraid somebody's going to get a scratch on something. Man, look, I'm bumping 50 years old. When I was a kid, we drank from garden hoses, rode in the back of pickup trucks, we cut firewood, we did a little bit of everything, you know. And it didn't hurt us then, and it don't hurt us now. You know, enjoy life. That's what it's about. It's about enjoying people in life and enjoying what you have, you know. We know what we're looking at with the world stage. We see what's coming. We have our assumptions what's going to happen or what's not going to happen. I mean, we really don't know. But this is the time we prep, and this is why we prep. But at the end of the day, we still have to live, and we still have to enjoy life. So I wanted to get on here and do a podcast and let everybody know that we are doing well. We're doing just fine. And that's the main thing to remember, is you want to make sure that you're happy. Because if you're not happy with what you're doing or the way you're living, you probably won't live as long. You know, you want to live happy. So no matter how it looks outside, just remember, make your space that's your own, that's your happy spot, that's your happy place. And call it home. I don't know if you can hear that behind me or not, but the ducks are kind of rambling them behind me. I don't know. It's a really nice sound. You know, my morning starts out, I come out here on the back patio, look out at the garden, check my vegetables. You know, I have my cup of iced coffee sitting here with me. Dog sitting here beside me on my pallet bench. We're just sitting in the shade, enjoying the blue sky and the sun, looking at the trees, looking over the hillside. It's absolutely beautiful, you know. It's not for everybody, I'm sure, but it's definitely for me. And me and my family are more than happy. We really do like what we're doing here. And that's what's important. The important thing is we're good. And I hope everybody out there as well is good, because we're facing some pretty tough times coming ahead. And it seems like everybody's getting hacked. So far I haven't. But if I get hacked, no, somewhere or another, we'll figure out a way to get back on. But as of right now, we're really not too concerned about anything. We've just been working and enjoying life on the homestead. Been doing a lot of gardening. And so I hope that if you're doing the same thing that we are, I hope that somehow or another you can get a hold of us, send us some pictures, show us what you have done. Don't be afraid to get a hold of us. You can reach out. We're on many links. If you want to do a dual podcast, I would love to do one with y'all. Somebody shoot out something. Let's see if we can't work something up, make something happen. Let's do let's figure out some kind of homesteading practice where we're going to talk about what we do for homesteading. I'm up for any of that, whether it's off-grid living, homesteading, bushcrafting, whatever topic that we're kind of into and you're into, get a hold of us. We'd love to talk with you. We'd love to be able to discuss topics with you. And if you want to make a podcast with me, we'll make a podcast. But I got to go ahead and call this a day. It's a little after 10 my time here in Louisiana, and we're going to go ahead and call it a day. Get ready, people. But enjoy yourself and have a great day. Bye. Good morning. It's Sunday, June 26th, 11 a.m. in the morning. What we're going to talk about today is life in general. The last couple years have been hard for everybody. We have a lot of topics we probably don't even dare to discuss on the phone. Ignore my chihuahua barking. We're going to start off by saying that times are getting tough. You see this on the news every day. You see it in the newspapers. You see it on your social media feeds. You see it everywhere. Trouble is brewing, and it's brewing all over. Everybody heard about the Roe versus Wade thing. We've got gas prices that are just spiking out of control. The stock market is crashing. Food prices are going up. I mean, what more do we need to discuss? I would plant a garden. I did plant a garden. It hasn't done as good as I'd hoped it is, but it is doing decent. I did plant a bigger fall crop. We're under kind of a high heat advisory with not much rain. So it's been a job just watering everything, taking care of animals. It's you have to work a little harder in this heat to keep everything going. Yeah, it's been good. Don't get me wrong. We've been working and doing everything we need to do. But when you watch the TV and you turn on your social media feeds, you see all this garbage is taking place. Me personally, the high gas prices isn't affecting me as much as it is others. And the reason for that is because of my solar cart. I have a 89 club car that I put a 310 watt solar panel on with a boost controller. And I also fitted it with a 5K lithium battery and a 3,000 watt 30 amp power supply. So that means I can actually plug the house in and run all my 120 stuff at the same time. And it works really good because, you know, we have a big, you know, I say a big, we have a 10K lithium on the house, which that's not a real big battery, but in comparison to lead acid batteries, it is. You know, I make a little over anywhere from 3 to 3,800 watts an hour. While the sunshine, I have hit 4,000 watts before an hour. You know, so the lithium battery stays pretty hot during the day. And it does real good at night. But what we do to conserve is, on that big lithium, we can actually run my solar backup generator, which is all solar, and we run the big lithium system. And then what I do is I pull my golf cart up and run a cord in, and then we run the fans on it, because like I say, when you're under a heat advisory, the equipment is getting hot too, so you have to take care of it as well. So
I try not to pull 100% of the load on one system when I can split it up three different ways. Yes, my golf cart's getting work day and night, but hey, it works. That's what I built it for. So what that means, like yesterday, if you watched my YouTube video, you know me and my boys, we went out gravel road hopping and boys played in creeks, and you know, we just had a really nice relaxing day. We probably drove 4 miles round trip. It wasn't like it was a big drive, but the point is, we didn't spend gas to do it. No gas to do it. And you know, that's kind of a major improvement of what can be. You know, I'm not the kind of person that's gonna get pinned down because of a transportation cost, of whether it be gas, oil, whatever. I mean, there's enough alternative energy stuff. You can make that stuff kind of work for you. Most golf carts now come equipped with turn signals. A lot of them basically are street legal. So just put an SMB sign in a lot of states, depending where you're at. Some places require a license plate. You know, some require auto insurance. But if you're riding on the shoulder of a road or you're driving on gravel roads that see almost no traffic, you kind of have to kind of know your area, make sure you're not doing the wrong thing, but you also got to learn, you got to enjoy life. And part of that enjoying life is getting out and doing things. Okay, well, the cost of gas is high enough, you just can't get out and drive everywhere, but you can get on your solar cart and ride it. My cart is capable of running about 30-40 miles in one day, and yeah, you can get a lot of running done with it. And actually, I have 2 batteries for it. I can make it go a lot further than that. We're also building another cart that's got a lot bigger motor on it, a lot bigger tires. This thing should run 35 mile an hour down the highway when it's built. It will have 2 5K 36 volt lithium batteries from bigbattery.com on there. And everybody knows I like Big Battery. And the reason why I like Big Battery is, man, these packs are built tough. So it's like when you buy a battery, you're buying a high performance battery. So when you put this thing in, well, like my 87 golf cart, club car, resistor cart, however you want to call it, it's got resistors on it. And it's got a little V-glide on it, which is just basically looks like it works like a windshield wiper. And it runs up brass contacts. So what happens is when you put that 5K lithium battery on there, it's like you're putting 36 volt batteries on that thing, you know, instead of 6. The torque is out of this world. I can pop a wheelie and ride it, you know, with just not much weight on the back of the car. I mean, I used to be, I could put 5 hogs on the back of the cart with my boys and not even pull a wheelie. Now I can just have a kid step on the back of the receiving hitch and I can ride a wheelie all the way down the road. There's a big difference when you're making power with a lithium battery and you have a way to charge that lithium battery. You go so much further and it's so much more power. I'm not giving Big Battery a spot on my podcast, but I do like people to know what's good quality. When you're looking for a battery pack, whether it's powering your house or powering your golf cart or powering your electric vehicle, boat, whatever the scenario may be, if it takes a battery, look up bigbattery.com. You will be surprised what you can turn up. And also, if you want a 10% discount, put in Gary Mall 10 and you'll get a 10% discount. Big Battery does have the pack for whatever you're building. And they're half the price of everybody else, maybe more. For as far as in-house solar batteries, yeah, they weigh cheaper. You know, we build a lot of off-grid systems here and there, you know, that take big lithium packages, and so far a Big Battery beats their prices. And the quality is out of this world. So check out bigbattery.com. Tell me what you think. But this is one of the ways we can save on gas, is have an electric solar-powered vehicle. I'm not big on the idea of everybody running electric cars. Yeah, I think electric vehicles are cool, don't get me wrong. I do have a problem with the voltages of some of these bigger systems. They're making them where you almost can't charge them on solar on these high voltage systems, and they're wanting to make everybody put this high amperage plug-in at their house. You know, they talk about conserving on power, but here's the thing. Then they want you to put an extra 60 or 80 amp breaker in your house to charge your electric car. Well, that electric car is going to cost you a lot more than running your clothes dryer. Well, when the power company tells you to conserve energy, so what are they going to tell you to do? We'll only run your electric vehicle half the time. They're telling you now to turn your air conditioner to 78 instead of 72. A lot of people are complaining on the news. Why should I conserve on my power bill? I pay my power bill, da-da-da-da. Well, when a rolling blackout hits them, this is what happens. So, one nice thing, if you're in a place where there's a lot of rolling blackouts, if you, depending what inverter package you would purchase, you can buy a big lithium battery and a couple solar panels, and believe it or not, when the power goes out, it'll turn right back on again with that lithium battery and the inverter, and you can, when the power comes back on, you shut it off, and a day or two later, that big lithium is charged just from a couple solar panels just sitting there, you know, just collecting juice. And if you have a power rolling blackout every day, then you add a few extra panels on there. But either way, you can make this where it's not such a hard blow on your system. You know, anytime you have high dollar electronics, inverters, charge controllers, this kind of thing, and you're under heat advisories, you know, you want to put that equipment where it's in cooler temps. So in cooler temps, you're looking at 78, 75 degrees for all your electrical equipment. You know, it'll work a lot harder for you. The other day, my house air conditioning was on, and actually where my equipment room is, it was probably about 85 degrees. But my main inverter is actually inside the house by my power box, so it's probably 80 degrees in there. So it's not real hot, but believe it or not, we was pulling such a big load with air conditioning and everything else that my Magnum inverter literally overheated and shut off. Well, that's not a big deal for me because I have a lot of backups. But that inverter had to be shut down and cooled off for about 15 minutes before it would turn back on and run again. So I had to kind of switch my loads around a little bit. And that's what I'm saying. Anytime you have a heat advisory, your equipment will take a toll on it. So always make sure you can keep that equipment cool if you're in a heat advisory area. I know I've jumped from high gas prices to heat, but it does kind of work together because, not to mention when it's this hot, your vehicle has a harder time running because an engine already runs hot. You know, so when it's 100 and, let's just say 100 degrees outside, that motor is working overtime just to cool off. Your radiator is working overtime to cool that radiator, the engine off. So the more power you pull that motor, the hotter it'll get. Well, it's the same way with your electrical equipment. They have to have so much coolness to stay going. And you know, MOSFETs and capacitors, they're not designed to take that extreme amount of heat all the time. So this is where the concern between heat or gas, depending on how you're building it, whether it's solar, gas, whatever, the heat takes a toll on everything. So you want to keep your equipment running cooler to make it last longer. And, you know, with the high gas prices, there's going to be a lot of people doing a lot more stuff with alternative energy. And the people that buy these new vehicles that are electric, and they get these little bitty flimsy battery chargers that'll take the car 40 hours to charge with, unless you have a 60 to 80 amp breaker in your house to plug a 240 charger in that's going to take it 12 hours to recharge. I kind of feel that's just a money waster, if you want to know the truth. If you're going to build something that's going to be electric, at least build a charging system that you can make out of solar and put up so it's not going to cost you anything to charge it. Then that electric vehicle will become a lot more popular, and it'll become a lot more enjoyable when it doesn't cost you the money to run it. I'm looking at zero-turn mowers next for my homestead, and we're actually looking at some that are electric. I'm looking at the voltage range on them, and the ones I'm looking at are 60 volts and under. Why would I choose a battery that's 60 volts and under for a zero turn? Well, I'll be perfectly honest, because my house is a 48 volt system. So basically, my system will run all the way up to 60 volts. So I can actually plug that mower into my house, and I can charge it. And actually, during a hard time, some of these big zero turns have a big enough lithium battery on it, I could actually hook it to a bus bar on the side of my house and use it as a backup battery bank for my house if I had to. So these are the options we're weighing out on some of these new zero turn mowers, which, by the way, Anytime you can buy an electric zero-turn mower that's going to run for 8 hours at a time, my word, that's just as good as anything that's gas. You just have to figure out a proper way to charge it to where it's not going to cost you. In my case, it's solar. I already have a big array, so as long as it's in a certain voltage range, all I got to do is just build me a plug-in I can plug into the back of the mower just to charge it up. And of course, my system will pull a charge up pretty quick. So, I mean, I can charge a 10K battery in 4.5 hours. So it's not like it's, you know, slow. And I'm running my house on that 10K at the same time. So, yeah, my system works pretty efficiently and it does really good. You know, we've talked about gardening a little bit and the problems with the heat advisories and the lack of rain. And we've talked about some of the laws that have been passing and the prices of our gas and our down. Look, people, they're fixing to pull the plug out from underneath of you. Around all of us, they're going to pull it. My guess is they probably already started doing the reset because they want to reset everything, you know. My guess is they've already started it. I'm kind of thinking we're kind of checking out, you know. We're looking at, you know, I don't think they care about us. I don't think they care if we live or die, if you really want to know the truth about it. So with that being said, that means that we, as humans and people, we need to work together and keep our towns going when nothing else is going. Because as long as you keep your town going and you're supporting your town you live in, that town will thrive. But if everybody's going to let the crime pass them, and sit there and do nothing and starve to death, you'll die. You gotta work with your community. You have to work with your town, because if you don't, you're not gonna have anything. I'm not talking about government officials. I'm talking about everyday people, your neighbors. You know, if you grow a garden and you know you've got 10 other neighbors down the road that are growing gardens, find out what they're growing, grow what they're not growing, and then you can swap out for the stuff that you don't grow. You know, most neighbors that grow gardens love the idea of swapping different varieties because it means they have more food to put in their pantries. I'm actually growing a lot of squash plants, so we have found out we love squash. So, and I also found out my dogs love squash, my chickens like squash. So this is a win-win food, because I got feed for my animals as well. Anytime I can cut my food supply down for my animals, dollar-wise, is that much more money at the end of the month I have. So anytime I can conserve to put a little money back, I'm going to. It's a smart move, because times are getting tough. I don't know what money's going to do down the road, because I mean, everything is going up. It costs you more and more and more. So that tells me the dollar is not worth squat. So eventually, when it busts, which it will, what are you going to do then? You know, you can't afford gas because money's worthless. So that means everything that takes a little bit of gas just to keep going, you're no longer going to keep going anymore. For me, this is why I chose solar. It did cost me quite a bit 10 years ago to get started, and I say 10 years ago. You know, I haven't lived here 10 years, but we've been off-grid for 10 years. So I value my used parts that are solar, because I build smaller systems that I can put out to run, whether it's my house for the afternoon or take on a job site somewhere to have for power where there's no power available, this kind of thing. You know, I bought a lot of stuff for golf carts. It's not like I'm repairing a lot of golf carts, but you'll be surprised when you can't buy gas and you can't get up and down the road, these little commodities will make a golf cart run and run and run and run. And you know, I would rather get somewhere, even if it's slower, than not be able to get there at all. You know, for me, solar is a big step. It carries its weight really well. It performs when the sun is shining, it performs when the sun is not shining as much, but it does still shine. I mean, on a darker day, if the sky is bright, yeah, I'm not pulling half the power in, but it doesn't matter. My system's big enough, it still charges the battery up. Maybe won't run as much air conditioning because of the sun, because let's face it, when the sun is shining and rocking hard, I pull up to 80 amps, 85 amps. And on a cloudy, bad day that's bright, I might still get 20 to 40 amps coming in. That's enough to charge my entire battery bank. I may have to conserve a little bit. It's charged, but it still charges. So it's a win-win when you don't have to worry about a utility bill. They ain't gonna tell me to conserve because I already know when I have to conserve because I'm on my own system. I'm not grid connected. And that in itself is a lot to be thankful for. And I'm not saying everybody can do this because to live off grid, you have to kind of teach yourself to learn to live a different way. It's not bad, don't get me wrong. It's really not that hard to do, but it does take time to learn. Lead acid battery, if you have lead acid batteries, unless you have a pile of them things, during the day you can run life pretty much normal, but at night it takes a toll. Where the lithium, you can kind of run, the lithium is almost like putting yourself back on the grid. It's a hot power system. It's a lot hotter than a lead acid battery, and it gets the job done. And with that being said, that is what I want to do. I don't like the idea of not having power, or I don't like the idea of having my batteries click out because it's not working properly. I don't like that. My system pretty much now is maintenance free with the lithium, and that's the way I like it. And without having to buy the gas for backup generators is even a plus yet, because it used to be when we lived off grid, you know, in summer months we might spend $200 a month in gas just for air conditioning. This year I haven't burnt any gas. It's all been solar. And that has been a real lifesaver, you know, because we're working up on 6 and 7 months of having our lithium battery on our house. It's worth every penny. I like to really kind of stay prepared, and you know, you never know when you're gonna have a tornado come through. You never know when you're gonna have just anything come through, to be honest, because everything is getting bad enough that you have to make sure you have all your supplies in place, because your supply chains, like if you go into the store, have you noticed how much prices have went up on everything? And some things aren't there. Stuff is getting harder to get. And it's going to get crazier. This is just the beginning of the topple. I don't like to talk negative, but it is what it is. It's fixing to get a lot worse. If you think it's bad now, it's only going to get worse. That's why I keep harping, have a garden. Have you some animals? You know, if nothing else, have you enough non-perishable food items? And have livestock. You know, because here's the thing. If you have a bunch of chickens or rabbits or goats, let's just, you know, tough times get tough. You can go out there and butcher one of them and you have a nice meal. And if you have a garden, you got your vegetables to go with that nice piece of meat that you're going to prepare and cook. It's not for the faint of heart, but let me tell you something. It's life. You have to eat. And if you're a hunter or a fisherman, any kind of sportsman like that, you can keep some food on the table. Now, when times get really bad, I would imagine animals will be hard to find because everybody's going to try to hunt and fish at first when they can't get food. So that's why I say if you have animals, you may have to guard your animals at night. You know, I mean, it's coming to a point in time where we'll probably have to guard our gardens. I hope not, but that's what it's looking like. It's time to prepare. You need to have stuff in place. I'm not telling you it's too late to prepare, but some of the stuff that was easy to get is not no more. So you may have to work a little harder, but if you're living in town, I understand if you can't have a big garden, but grow what you can, because anything is better than nothing. Times are getting hard, and it's only going to get worse. And the worse it gets,
the harder it's going to get. I don't advise anybody to do credit card debt. And the reason why I say that is, if you have yourself in debt, you'll never be financially free to do what you want. That kind of steps out their ways, because people will, well, they'll get a credit card and finance a trip to go around the world, come back. Yeah, that's fun and dandy, but I can think of other ways of spending my money where I'm not in debt, where I can still take a trip and enjoy myself. Gosh, people, don't put yourself in debt, because try to get your debt paid off, and then you're standing on top of things and versus standing below it. You know, nobody likes to live on hard times. That's why I say support your neighbors, support your communities, because this is what's going to keep you alive in the long run. Because if you're helping your neighbor will be helping you. Well, folks, we've been going for 24 minutes. We're going to be calling it a day and do a wrap on this. But I want to let everybody know we are on YouTube as in Off Grid Gary. We're on Facebook as Mall Family Homestead and Gary Mall. I have two pages. Actually, I have three. And there's Off the Grid Non-Solar on Facebook as well. It's a group. We're on TikTok. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're on InLinks. We're on pretty much every social media platform. If you can do Gary Mall on most of them, you'll pull me up. But YouTube and the video links is all Off Grid Gary. And you'll see we got a pile of videos on YouTube, and we're starting to get a pile of videos on TikTok. So go check those out. If you're on YouTube, please hit the like and subscribe button. Don't be afraid. If you want to get a hold of us, message me on Facebook Messenger. I always try to return people's messages. If they message me directly through Gary Mall or Mall Family Homestead, I will get back with you. And if you want me to call you, you present me a phone number and I'll call you. If you want to get a hold of me and talk about a podcast show, go ahead and do that as well. We have no problems with that as well. So what we're going to do is call it a day, and I hope everybody out there is doing well. Look, times are tough. We all know this. But if we stick it out together and we work together, it won't be near as bad. Have a great day. Talk to you later. See you next month. Bye. Good morning. It's Sunday, June 26th. 11 a.m. in the morning. What we're going to talk about today is life in general. The last couple years have been hard for everybody. We have a lot of topics we probably don't even dare to discuss on the phone. Ignore my chihuahua barking. We're going to start off by saying that times are getting tough. You see this on the news every day. You see it in the newspapers. You see it on your social media feeds. You see it everywhere. Trouble is brewing, and it's brewing all over. Everybody heard about the Roe versus Wade thing. We've got gas prices that are just spiking out of control. The stock market is crashing. Food prices are going up. I mean, what more do we need to discuss? I would plant a garden. I did plant a garden. It hasn't done as good as I'd hoped it is, but it is doing decent. I did plant a bigger fall crop. We're under kind of a high heat advisory with not much rain. So it's been a job just watering everything, taking care of animals. It's you have to work a little harder in this heat to keep everything going.
Yeah, it's been good. Don't get me wrong. We've been working and doing everything we need to do. But when you watch the TV and you turn on your social media feeds, you see all this garbage is taking place. Me personally, the high gas prices isn't affecting me as much as it is others. And the reason for that is because of my solar cart. I have a 89 club car that I put a 310 watt solar panel on with a boost controller. And I also fitted it with a 5K lithium battery and a 3000 watt 30 amp power supply. So that means I can actually plug the house in and run all my 120 stuff at the same time. And it works really good because, you know, we have a 10K lithium on the house, which that's not a real big battery, but in comparison to lead acid batteries, it is. You know, I make a little over anywhere from 3 to 3,800 watts an hour while the sunshine. I have hit 4,000 watts before an hour. You know, so the lithium battery stays pretty hot during the day. And it does real good at night. But what we do to conserve is, on that big lithium, we can actually run my solar backup generator, which is all solar, and we run the big lithium system. And then what I do is I pull my golf cart up and run a cord in, and then we run the fans on it. Because, like I say, when you're under a heat advisory, the equipment is getting hot too, so you have to take care of it as well. So I try not to pull 100% of the load on one system when I can split it up three different ways. Yes, my golf cart's getting worked day and night, but hey, it works. That's what I built it for. So what that means, like yesterday, if you watched my YouTube video, you know me and my boys, we went out gravel road hopping and boys played in creeks. And, you know, we just had a really nice, relaxing day. We probably drove 4 miles round trip. It wasn't like it was a big drive, but the point is we didn't spend gas to do it. No gas to do it. And, you know, that's kind of a major improvement of what can be, you know. I'm not the kind of person that's going to get pinned down because of a transportation cost, of whether it be gas, oil, whatever. I mean, there's enough alternative energy stuff. You can make that stuff kind of work for you. Most golf carts now come equipped with turn signals. A lot of them basically are street legal. So just put an SMB sign in a lot of states, depending where you're at. Some places require a license plate. You know, some require auto insurance. But if you're riding on the shoulder of a road or you're driving on gravel roads that see almost no traffic, you kind of have to kind of know your area, make sure you're not doing the wrong thing. But you also got to learn, you got to enjoy life. And part of that enjoying life is getting out and doing things. Okay, well, the cost of gas is high enough, you just can't get out and drive everywhere. But you can get on your solar cart and ride it. My cart is capable of running about 30-40 miles in one day, and you can get a lot of running done with it. And actually, I have two batteries for it. I can make it go a lot further than that. We're also building another cart that's got a lot bigger motor on it, a lot bigger tires. This thing should run 35 mile an hour down the highway when it's built. It will have two 5K 36 volt lithium batteries from bigbattery.com on there. And everybody knows I like big battery. And the reason why I like big battery is, man, these packs are built tough. So it's like when you buy a battery, you're buying a high performance battery. So when you put this thing in, well, like my 87 golf cart, club car, resistor cart, however you want to call it, it's got resistors on it. And it's got a little V-Glide on it, which is just basically looks like it works like a windshield wiper. And it runs up brass contacts. So what happens is when you put that 5K lithium battery on there, it's like you're putting 36 volt batteries on that thing, you know, instead of 6. The torque is out of this world. I can pop a wheelie and ride it, you know, with just not much weight on the back of the car. I mean, I used to be, I could put 5 hogs on the back of the cart with my boys and not even pull a wheelie. Now I can just have a kid step on the back of the receiving hitch and I can ride a wheelie all the way down the road. There's a big difference when you're making power with a lithium battery and you have a way to charge that lithium battery. You go you go so much further and it's so much more power. I'm not giving Big Battery a spot on my podcast, but I do like people to know what's good quality. When you're looking for a battery pack, whether it's powering your house or powering your golf cart or powering your electric vehicle, boat, whatever the scenario may be, if it takes a battery, look up BigBattery.com. You will be surprised what you can turn up. And also, if you want a 10% discount, put in Gary Mall 10 and you'll get a 10% discount. Big Battery does have the pack for whatever you're building. And they're half the price of everybody else. Maybe more. For as far as in-house solar batteries, yeah, they way cheaper. You know, we build a lot of off-grid systems here and there, you know, that take big lithium packages. And so far, a Big Battery beats their prices. And the quality is out of this world. So check out BigBattery.com. Tell me what you think. But this is one of the ways we can save on gas is have an electric solar-powered vehicle. I'm not big on the idea of everybody running electric cars. Yeah, I think electric vehicles are cool, don't get me wrong. I do have a problem with the voltages of some of these bigger systems. They're making them where you almost can't charge them on solar on these high voltage systems, and they're wanting to make everybody put this high amperage plug-in at their house. You know, they talk about conserving on power, but here's the thing. Then they want you to put an extra 60 or 80 amp breaker in your house to charge your electric car. Well, that electric car is going to cost you a lot more than running your clothes dryer. Well, when the power company tells you to conserve energy, so what are they going to tell you to do? Well, only run your electric vehicle half the time. They're telling you now to turn your air conditioner to 78 instead of 72. A lot of people are complaining on the news. Why should I conserve on my power bill? I pay my power bill. Da 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 da. Well, when a rolling blackout hits them, this is what happens. So one nice thing, if you're in a place where there's a lot of rolling blackouts, if you, depending what inverter package you would purchase, you can buy a big lithium battery and a couple solar panels, and believe it or not, when the power goes out, it'll turn right back on again with that lithium battery and the inverter, and you can, when the power comes back on, you shut it off, and a day or two later, that big lithium is charged just from a couple solar panels just sitting there, you know, just collecting juice. And if you have a power rolling blackout every day, then you add a few extra panels on there. But either way, you can make this where it's not such a hard blow on your system. You know, anytime you have high dollar electronics, inverters, charge controllers, this kind of thing, and you're under heat advisories, you know, you want to put them, you want to put that equipment where it's in cooler temps. So in cooler temps, you're looking at 78, 75 degrees for all your electrical equipment. You know, it'll work a lot harder for you. The other day, my house air conditioning was on, and I actually, where my equipment room is, it was probably about 85 degrees. So my main inverter is actually inside the house by my power box, so it's probably 80 degrees in there. So it's not real hot, but believe it or not, we was pulling such a big load with air conditioning and everything else that my Magnum inverter literally overheated and shut off. Well, that's not a big deal for me because I have a lot of backups. But that inverter had to be shut down and cooled off for about 15 minutes before it would turn back on and run again. So I had to kind of switch my loads around a little bit. And that's what I'm saying. Anytime you have a heat advisory, your equipment will take a toll on it. So always make sure you can keep that equipment cool if you're in a heat advisory area. I know I've jumped from high gas prices to heat, but it does kind of work together, because not to mention when it's this hot, your vehicle has a harder time running because an engine already runs hot. You know, so when it's 100 and let's just say 100 degrees outside, that motor is working overtime just to cool off. Your radiator is working overtime to cool that radiator or the engine off. So the more power you pull off that motor, the hotter it'll get. Well, it's the same way with your electrical equipment. They have to have so much coolness to stay going. And, you know, MOSFETs and capacitors, they're not designed to take that extreme amount of heat all the time. So this is where the concern between heat or gas, depending on how you're building it, whether it's solar, gas, whatever, the heat takes a toll on everything. So you want to keep your equipment running cooler to make it last longer. And, you know, with the high gas prices, there's going to be a lot of people doing a lot more stuff with alternative energy. And the people that buy these new vehicles that are electric and they get these little bitty flimsy battery chargers that'll take the car 40 hours to charge with, unless you have a 60 to 80 amp breaker in your house to plug a 240 charger in, it's going to take it 12 hours to recharge. I kind of feel that's kind of that's just a money waster, if you want to know the truth. If you're going to build something that's going to be electric, at least build a charging system that you can make out of solar and put up so it's not going to cost you anything to charge it. Then that electric vehicle will become a lot more popular, and it'll become a lot more enjoyable when it doesn't cost you the money to run it. I'm looking at zero-turn mowers next for my homestead, and we're actually looking at some that are electric. I'm looking at the voltage range on them, and the ones I'm looking at are 60 volts and under. Why would I choose a battery that's 60 volts and under for a zero-turn? Well, I'll be perfectly honest, because my house is a 48-volt system, so basically my system will run all the way up to 60 volts. So I can actually plug that mower into my house, and I can charge it. And actually, during a hard time, some of these big zero turns have a big enough lithium battery on it, I could actually hook it to a bus bar on the side of my house and use it as a backup battery bank for my house if I had to. So these are the options we're weighing out on some of these new zero turn mowers, which, by the way, anytime you can buy an electric zero turn mower that's going to run for 8 hours at a time, my word, that's just as good as anything that's gas. You just have to figure out a proper way to charge it to where it's not going to cost you. In my case, it's solar. I already have a big array, so as long as it's in a certain voltage range, all I got to do is just build me a plug-in I can plug into the back of the mower just to charge it up. And, of course, my system will pull a charge up pretty quick. So, I mean, I can charge a 10K battery in 4.5 hours. So it's not like it's, you know, slow. And I'm running my house on that 10K at the same time. So, yeah, my system works pretty efficiently, and it does really good. You know, we've talked about gardening a little bit and the problems with the heat advisories and the lack of rain. And we've talked about some of the laws that have been passing and the prices of our gas and our down. Look, people, they're fixing to pull the plug off from underneath of you. Around all of us, they're going to pull it. My guess is they probably already started doing the reset because they want to reset everything, you know. My guess is they've already started it. I'm kind of thinking we're kind of checking out, you know. We're looking at, you know, I don't think they care about us. I don't think they care if we live or die, if you really want to know the truth about it. So with that being said, that means that we, as humans and people, we need to work together and keep our towns going when nothing else is going, because as long as you keep your town going and you're supporting your town you live in, that town will thrive. But if everybody's going to let the crime pass them and sit there and do nothing and starve to death, you'll die. You got to work with your community. You have to work with your town, because if you don't, you're not going to have anything. I'm not talking about government officials. I'm talking about everyday people, your neighbors. You know, if you grow a garden and you know you've got 10 other neighbors down the road that are growing gardens, find out what they're growing. Grow what they're not growing. And then you can swap out for the stuff that you don't grow. You know, most neighbors that grow gardens love the idea of swapping different varieties, because it means they have more food to put in their pantries. I'm actually growing a lot of squash plants. So we have found out we love squash. So, and I also found out my dogs love squash. My chickens like squash. So this is a win-win food, because I got feed for my animals as well. Anytime I can cut my food supply down for my animals, dollar-wise, is that much more money at the end of the month I have. So anytime I can conserve to put a little money back, I'm going to. It's a smart move, because times are getting tough. I don't know what money's going to do down the road, because, I mean, everything is going up. It costs you more and more and more. So that tells me the dollar is not worth squat. So eventually, when it busts, which it will, what are you going to do then? You know, you can't afford gas because money's worthless. So that means everything that takes a little bit of gas just to keep going, you're no longer going to keep going anymore. For me, this is why I chose solar. It did cost me quite a bit 10 years ago to get started, and I say 10 years ago. You know, I haven't lived here 10 years, but we've been off-grid for 10 years. So I value my used parts that are solar because I build smaller systems that I can put out to run, whether it's my house for the afternoon or take on a job site somewhere to have for power where there's no power available, this kind of thing. You know, I bought a lot of stuff for golf carts. It's not like I'm repairing a lot of golf carts, but you'll be surprised when you can't buy gas and you can't get up and down the road, these little commodities will make a golf cart run and run and run and run. And, you know, I would rather get somewhere, even if it's slower, than not be able to get there at all. You know, for me, solar is a big step. It carries its weight really well. It performs when the sun is shining. It performs when the sun is not shining as much, but it does still shine. I mean, on a darker day, if the sky is bright, yeah, I'm not pulling half the power in, but it doesn't matter. My system's big enough, it still charges the battery up. Maybe won't run as much air conditioning because of the sun. Because let's face it, when the sun is shining and rocking hard, I pull up to 80 amps, 85 amps. And on a cloudy, bad day that's bright, I might still get 20 to 40 amps coming in. That's enough to charge my entire battery bank. I may have to conserve a little bit. It's charged, but it still charges. So it's a win-win when you don't have to worry about a utility bill. They ain't going to tell me to conserve because I already know when I have to conserve because I'm on my own system. I'm not grid connected. And that in itself is a lot to be thankful for. And I'm not saying everybody can do this because to live off grid, it does, you have to kind of teach yourself to learn to live a different way. It's not bad. Don't get me wrong. It's really not that hard to do, but it does take time to learn. Lead acid battery. If you have lead acid batteries, unless you have a pile of them things, during the day, you can run life pretty much normal, but at night, it takes a toll. Where the lithium, you can kind of run. The lithium is almost like putting yourself back on the grid. It's a hot power system. It's a lot hotter than a lead acid battery, and it gets the job done. And with that being said, that is what I want to do. I don't like the idea of not having power, or I don't like the idea of having my batteries click out because it's not working properly. I don't like that. My system pretty much now is maintenance free with the lithium, and that's the way I like it. And without having to buy the gas for backup generators is even a plus yet, because it used to be when we lived off grid, you know, in summer months we might spend $200 a month in gas just for air conditioning. This year I haven't burnt any gas. It's all been solar. And that has been a real lifesaver, you know, because we're working up on 6 and 7 months of having our lithium battery on our house. It's worth every penny. I like to really kind of stay prepared. And you know, you never know when you're going to have a tornado come through. You never know when you're going to have just anything come through, to be honest, because everything is getting bad enough that you have to make sure you have all your supplies in place, because your supply chains, like if you go into the store, have you noticed how much prices have went up on everything? And some things aren't there. Stuff is getting harder to get. And it's going to get crazier. This is just the beginning of the topple. I don't like to talk negative, but it is what it is. It's fixing to get a lot worse. If you think it's bad now, it's only going to get worse. That's why I keep harping, have a garden. Have you some animals? You know, if nothing else, have you
enough non-perishable food items and have livestock. You know, because here's the thing. If you have a bunch of chickens or rabbits or goats, let's just, you know, tough times get tough. You can go out there and butcher one of them and you have a nice meal. And if you have a garden, you got your vegetables to go with that nice piece of meat that you're going to prepare and cook. It's not for the faint of heart, but let me tell you something. It's life. You have to eat. And if you're a hunter or a fisherman, any kind of sportsman like that, you can keep some food on the table. Now, when times get really bad, I would imagine animals will be hard to find because everybody's going to try to hunt and fish at first when they can't get food. So that's why I say if you have animals, you may have to guard your animals at night. You know, I mean, it's coming to a point in time where we'll probably have to guard our gardens. I hope not, but that's what it's looking like. It's time to prepare. You need to have stuff in place. I'm not telling you it's too late to prepare, but some of the stuff that was easy to get is not no more. So you may have to work a little harder, but if you're living in town, I understand if you can't have a big garden, but grow what you can, because anything is better than nothing. Times are getting hard, and it's only going to get worse. And the worse it gets, the harder it's going to get. I don't advise anybody to do credit card debt. And the reason why I say that is, if you have yourself in debt, you'll never be financially free to do what you want. That kind of steps out their ways because people will, well, they'll get a credit card and finance a trip to go around the world and come back. Yeah, that's fun and dandy, but I can think of other ways of spending my money where I'm not in debt, where I can still take a trip and enjoy myself. Gosh, people, don't put yourself in debt, because try to get your debt paid off and then you're standing on top of things and versus standing below it. You know, nobody likes to live on hard times. That's why I say support your neighbors, support your communities, because this is what's going to keep you alive in the long run. Because if you're helping your neighbor will be helping you. Well, folks, we've been going for 24 minutes. We're going to be calling it a day and do a wrap on this. But I want to let everybody know we are on YouTube as in Off Grid Gary. We're on Facebook as Mall Family Homestead and Gary Mall. I have two pages. Actually, I have three. And there's Off the Grid and On Solar on Facebook as well. It's a group. We're on TikTok. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're on InLinks. We're on pretty much every social media platform. If you can do Gary Mall on most of them, you'll pull me up. But YouTube and the video links is all Off Grid Gary. And you'll see we got a pile of videos on YouTube, and we're starting to get a pile of videos on TikTok. So go check those out. If you're on YouTube, please hit the like and subscribe button. Don't be afraid. If you want to get a hold of us, message me on Facebook Messenger. I always try to return people's messages. If they message me directly through Gary Mall or Mall Family Homestead, I will get back with you. And if you want me to call you, you present me a phone number and I'll call you. If you want to get a hold of me and talk about a podcast show, go ahead and do that as well. We have no problems with that as well. So what we're going to do is call it a day. And I hope everybody out there is doing well. Look, times are tough. We all know this. But if we stick it out together and we work together, it won't be near as bad. Have a great day. Talk to you later. See you next month. Bye.